现在播送英语 USA 第32课。你好，徐峰。
你好，严华。
听众朋友们好，
欢迎各位参加广播英语教程 English USA 英语 USA。我们上次去 Martin 家看他怎么在家里写他的报道，不知道他写完了没有。
他终于写完了，现在已经是星期六的傍晚。 Martin 经过一天的苦思冥想，得轻松一下，同时他也要和家人一起安排明天，也就是星期天的活动。
既然他们要谈论在什么时候做什么事情，就一定会提到不少时间用语，这是我们今天要学的主要内容，待会儿我们要注意听。
在听他们一家人的谈话之前，我们先来学几个生词吧。
Dress, D-R-E-S-S。
哎，这个词我们学过了，它作为名词的时候，意思不是女士衣裙吗？在当形容词用的时候，它的意思是穿礼服的。
对，可是现在我们要学 dress 当动词用，它的意思是穿衣打扮。比方说，他正在穿衣打扮，就是 he is dressing。
接着，我们要学一日三餐的英文说法。早餐是 breakfast, b r e a k f a s t, breakfast。再说一遍 breakfast, B-R-E-A-K-F-A-S-T, breakfast。
午饭是 lunch, L-U-N-C-H, lunch。 再说一遍 lunch, L-U-N-C-H, lunch。
晚饭是 dinner,D-I-N-N-E-R, dinner。 再说一遍 dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, dinner。
生词就学到这儿，我们的老朋友 Martin 这会儿刚刚走出他的书房，让我们去听听他和家人一起说些什么吧。
Did you finish your work?
Yes, I did. Where are the children?
Sue is reading. Alan is dressing.
Dressing?
For the party. He's going to a party tonight.
Oh, yes, that's right. When is the party?
The party begins at 10 o'clock.
Is he dressing now? It's only 7 o'clock.
I know, but he's dressing. The party is important. Martin, are you going to take Sue to the movies tomorrow?
I can.Does she want to go tomorrow?
Yes, she does. When is your meeting tomorrow?
In the morning.
When is the meeting?
At 11 o'clock.
Can you go to the movies in the afternoon?
Yes, I can. When?
At 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Sue wants to go to Jennifer's house tomorrow. She can go in the morning.
When is dinner?
You didn't eat lunch. Do you want dinner?
Very much.
Dinner is at 7:30.
Hi, may I come in?
Of course.
Did you finish your work?
Yes, I did.
Can we go to the movies tomorrow?
Yes, we can.
When?
In the afternoon.
Can we go at 6 o'clock? I want to go to Jennifer's house.
That's very late. You have school on Monday. Let's go at 4 o'clock.
When can I go to Jennifer's house?
You can go to Jennifer's house in the morning.
May I phone Jennifer now?
No, it's time for dinner.
When may I phone her?
After dinner.
When is dinner?
At 7:30.
In a few minutes.
Okay, I'm going to read.
I'm going to finish dinner. Come help me.
Okay.
Martin 终于完成了今天的工作，这才有功夫想到孩子。让我们再听一遍两个孩子在做什么。
Did you finish your work?
Yes, I did. Where are the children?
Sue is reading. Alan is dressing.
Dressing?
For the party. He's going to a party tonight.
Oh, yes, that's right. When is the party?
The party begins at 10 o'clock.
Is he dressing now? It's only 7 o'clock.
I know, but he's dressing. The party is important. Martin, are you going to take Sue to the movies tomorrow?
I can. Does she want to go tomorrow?
Yes, she does. When is your meeting tomorrow?
In the morning.
When is the meeting?
At 11 o'clock.
Can you go to the movies in the afternoon?
Yes, I can. When?
At 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Sue wants to go to Jennifer's house tomorrow. She can go in the morning.
When is dinner?
You didn't eat lunch. Do you want dinner?
Very much.
Dinner is at 7:30.
女儿 Sue 在干嘛？
她在看书。
儿子 Alan 又在做什么呢？
他正在穿衣打扮。
嗯，男孩子也这么爱漂亮吗？
这是因为 Alan 今天要去参加一个重要的聚会。
哦，对了，记得那个聚会要晚上十点才开始。
可是现在才七点，他就已经在穿衣打扮了。可见 Alan 很重视这次聚会。
可不是嘛。接着 Eileen 向 Martin 问起了明天的安排。我们重新听一遍他们怎么说的。
Martin, are you going to take Sue to the movies tomorrow?
I can. Does she want to go tomorrow?
Yes, she does. When is your meeting tomorrow?
In the morning.
When is the meeting?
At 11 o'clock.
Can you go to the movies in the afternoon?
Yes, I can. When?
At 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Sue wants to go to Jennifer's house tomorrow. She can go in the morning.
Martin, 明天准备带 Sue 去看电影吗？
对，他准备去。
但是 Martin 明天另外还有什么公务吗？
他明天要参加会议。
会议在什么时候举行呢？
在上午11点。
那么他什么时候带 Sue 去看电影呢？
他们明天下午4点去。
Sue 明天还有其他安排吗？
他还要去 Jennifer 家。
他明天什么时候可以去 Jennifer 家呢？
他可以上午去。
Martin废寝忘食地干了一天，这会儿他想做什么了呢？我们再听一遍这段话。
When is dinner?
You didn't eat lunch. Do you want dinner?
Very much.
Dinner is at 7:30.
好，马上终于想到吃饭了。
那 Eileen 准备几点开饭呢？
晚饭在7:30。
Martin 夫妇俩谈到这里，有人插进他们的谈话中来了。那是谁呢？我们来听听。
Hi, may I come in?
Of course.
Did you finish your work?
Yes, I did.
来的是 Sue.
Sue 的来意是什么呢？我们再听一遍刚才他们的谈话。
Can we go to the movies tomorrow?
Yes, we can.
When?
In the afternoon.
Can we go at 6 o'clock? I want to go to Jennifer's house.
That's very late. You have school on Monday. Let's go at 4 o'clock.
When can I go to Jennifer's house?
You can go to Jennifer's house in the morning.
May I phone Jennifer now?
No, it's time for dinner.
When may I phone her?
After dinner.
When is dinner?
At 7:30.
In a few minutes.
Okay, I'm going to read.
I'm going to finish dinner. Come help me.
Okay.
Okay. 原来 Sue 是来问明天能不能去看电影。
那当然没问题了。Martin 不是已经和 Eileen 说定要带他去的吗？
剩下的只是时间问题了。Sue 要什么时候去呢？
他希望下午六点去，因为他先要去 Jennifer 家。
Martin 同意六点去吗？为什么呢？
他不同意，他建议四点去，因为 Sue 星期一得上学，他觉得六点去太晚了。
既然四点看电影，那么 Sue 什么时候可以上 Jennifer 家去呢？
他可以上午去。
Sue 怎么和 Jennifer 约的呢？
他要在晚饭后打电话给 Jennifer。
在他们刚才的对话里，好几次用到情态动词 may 和 can。比方说 ，May I come in? May I phone Jennifer?
还有 ，Can we go to the movies? Can we go at 6 o'clock? You can go to Jennifer's house in the morning.May 和 can 有不少共同点，他们在组成疑问句的时候都采用倒装句型， 一道主语之前。它们译成中文，有时都是可以，但是它们在意义上有差别。May 有许可的含义，而 can 却有能够的含义。我们做一个练习。假定你是 Martian， 现在 Eileen 要来问你能不能做一些事，请你来回答她。
Can you finish the story today? Can you have dinner at 7:30? Can you go to the movies with Sue tomorrow morning?
在他们刚才的谈话里，我们还听到不少时间用语，其中有些表达的时间概念比较笼统，有些却指明特定时间。比较笼统的时间用语一般指一段时间。让我们重新听一遍这几个例子。
Tonight. Tomorrow.
In the morning.
In the afternoon.
On Monday.
After dinner.
In a few minutes.
指特定时间的时间用语常常由一个数字后面加上 a clock, 也就是点钟构成。我们再听一遍下面这些例子。
At 7 o'clock, at 11 o'clock,
at 4 o'clock, at 7:30, at 6 o'clock,
at 4 o'clock.
听众朋友，接下来请你试着运用刚才学到的那些时间用语来回答 Martin 向你提出的几个问题。
When do you go to work? When do you eat lunch? When do you shop?
I'm going to call the children.
I'm going to get some water.
Okay. Alan, Sue.
在 Martin 的帮助下，晚餐很快就准备好了。一家人围坐在餐桌旁，边吃边谈这几天的活动安排。咱们去听听吧，特别注意他们说到的时间用语。
Did you finish your book, Sue?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?I read that book 4 years ago.
Yes, I liked it.
That book is for boys.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't, Alan. I read that book many years ago.
Dad?
Don't ask me. I don't want to say. I read it, too.
Sue, 看完了那本书吗？
他看完了。
Alan 是什么时候看那本书的？
那是在4年以前。
Sue 喜不喜欢那本书？
他喜欢。
两个孩子为了什么事儿争论不休啊？
Alan 说那本书是写给男孩子读的，这引起了他俩的争论。
Eileen 站在谁的一边？
他是帮 Sue 说话，他说自己在许多年前也读过这本书。
孤立的 Alan 马上争取同盟，希望爸爸帮他说话。Martin 支持 Alan 的观点吗？
Martin 没有表态，而是转换了话题。让我们听听他问了 Alan 什么事情。
Alan, when are you coming home?
In the morning, at 9 o'clock.
Are you going to have breakfast?
Yes.
When are you going to have breakfast?
We're going to have breakfast there in the morning. When is your meeting, Dad?
The meeting is at 11 o'clock.
May I come home at 11 o'clock? You can meet me at the Ito's house.
No, you come home at 9 o'clock. I want you to come before my meeting.
Okay.
Martin 问 Alan 什么时候回家。
Alan 怎么说的呢？
他说9点回来。
那么参加聚会的朋友们什么时候吃早饭呢？
当然是早上吃咯。
Martin 的会议将在什么时候举行呢？
在11点。
接着 Alan 向 Martin 提出了什么要求来了呢？
他问 Martin 他可不可以11点再回家。
那 Martin 答应了吗？
Martin 不同意。
Alan 很听话， 同意明天还是按原定时间回家。这时候 Sue 又插进谈话中来了，我们要去听听他们说了些什么，但是先得学一个人名。Walt Disney， 这是美国鼎鼎大名的动画片制作人和导演，他姓名的拼法是 Walt， W-A-L-T， Walt Disney， D-I-S-N-E-Y， Disney。 他的作品包括风靡全世界的米老鼠、唐老鸭、白雪公主等等。 Walt Disney现在是一家电影制片公司的名字，作品多半适合儿童趣味。好，我们去听听他们的谈话吧。
Alan, can you come to the movies with us?
When are you going to the movies?
At 4 o'clock.
What movie are you going to see?
We're going to see the Walt Disney movie.
That's for children.
Daddy's going with me.
I don't want to see a movie for children.
Alan, it's not for children.
I have to study in the afternoon.
Can you study in the evening?
I have to study in the afternoon and in the evening.
When are you going to study?
I'm going to study after lunch and after dinner.
When are you going to work?
I'm not going to work tomorrow. I have to work on Monday.
When are you going to work on Monday?
At 7:30.
In the evening?
No, in the morning.
Before school?
Of course.I'm going to work at 7:30, and then I'm going to school at 8:30.
I don't like you to work in the morning.
I'm going to work only this week.
Sue 问 Alan 什么问题？
他问 Alan 能不能和他们一起去看电影。
Alan 先是打听他们准备什么时候去，接着和 Sue 争论电影的内容。让我们再听一遍。
What movie are you going to see?
We're going to see the Walt Disney movie.
That's for children.
Daddy's going with me.
I don't want to see a movie for children.
Alan, it's not for children.
I have to study in the afternoon.
Can you study in the evening?
I have to study in the afternoon and in the evening.
When are you going to study?
I'm going to study after lunch and after dinner.
他们要去看什么电影呢？
他们去看 Walt Disney 公司出品的电影。
Alan 对 Walt Disney 的电影有什么看法呢？
他认为那些都是儿童片，他不想看。
妈妈又来帮 Sue 说话了，她说那不是小孩电影，但是 Alan 又怎么设法找借口的呢？
他说下午和晚上他得学习。
Sue 追问他究竟什么时候得学习，那他是怎么说的？
他说午饭以后和晚饭以后他都得学习。
说到这儿 Sue 也无计可施了，不再要求 Alan 一起去看电影了。他们一家在晚餐桌上还谈了什么呢？我们继续听吧。
When are you going to work?
I'm not going to work tomorrow. I have to work on Monday.
When are you going to work on Monday?
At 7:30.
In the evening?
No, in the morning.
Before school?
Of course. I'm going to work at 7:30, and then I'm going to school at 8:30.
I don't like you to work in the morning.
I'm going to work only this week.
他们接下去的谈话围绕着一个中心， Alan 的工作。对这个问题他们之间也有不同的意见，让我们再听一遍。
When are you going to work on Monday?
At 7:30.
In the evening?
No, in the morning.
Before school?
Of course. I'm going to work at 7:30, and then I'm going to school at 8:30.
I don't like you to work in the morning.
I'm going to work only this week.
Alan 星期天工作吗？
他星期天不工作。
那他哪天工作呢？
他星期一工作。
是什么时候？
早上7:30。
他星期一不是要上课吗？
他是早上上课以前去，他从7:30工作到8:30，然后再去上课。
那 Martin 赞成这样的安排吗？
他不喜欢 Alan 一早就去工作。
那 Alan 是怎么说的？
他说他只是这个星期去工作而已。
好，问题解决了。刚才我们在他们的谈话中又听到不少时间用语，有些范围比较广，只一段时间。让我们再听一遍刚才听到的这一类时间用语。
4 years ago.
Many years ago.
In the morning.
Before my meeting.
In the afternoon. In the evening. After lunch. After dinner. Tomorrow. On Monday.
Before school.
This week.
我们刚才还听到一些时间用语是指明特定时间的。我们再来听一遍。
At 9 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
At 7:30. At 8:30.
你注意到了吗？我们说正点时间的时候，常常在数字后面加 o'clock。例如在八点就是 at 8 o'clock。那么怎么说在十点呢？
At 10 o'clock.
而说非正点时间的最简便的方法就是先说钟点的数字，再说分钟的数字。例如在7点30分就是 at 7:30. 那怎么说在6点45分呢？
At 6:45.
听众朋友，现在 Martin 想了解一下你日常的时间安排，请你回答他的问题。
When do you go to work? When do you eat?
在他们刚才的谈话里，我们还听到不少时间用语，其中有些表达的时间概念比较笼统，有些却指明特定时间。比较笼统的时间用语一般指一段时间。让我们重新听一遍这几个例子。
Did you finish your book, Sue?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it? I read that book 4 years ago.
Yes, I liked it.
That book is for boys.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't, Alan. I read that book many years ago.
Dad?
Don't ask me. I don't want to say. I read it, too. Alan, when are you coming home?
In the morning, at 9 o'clock.
Are you going to have breakfast?
Yes.
When are you going to have breakfast?
We're going to have breakfast there in the morning. When is your meeting, Dad?
The meeting is at 11 o'clock.
May I come home at 11 o'clock? You can meet me at the Ito's house.
No, you come home at 9 o'clock. I want you to come before my meeting.
Okay.
Alan, can you come to the movies with us?
When are you going to the movies?
At 4 o'clock.
What movie are you going to see?
We're going to see the Walt Disney movie.
That's for children.
Daddy's going with me.
I don't want to see a movie for children.
Alan, it's not for children.
I have to study in the afternoon.
Can you study in the evening?
I have to study in the afternoon and in the evening.
When are you going to study?
I'm going to study after lunch and after dinner.
When are you going to work?
I'm not going to work tomorrow. I have to work on Monday.
When are you going to work on Monday?
At 7:30.
In the evening?
No, in the morning.
Before school?
Of course. I'm going to work at 7:30, and then I'm going to school at 8:30.
I don't like you to work in the morning.
I'm going to work only this week.
Martin 今天整整忙碌了一天，够累的。我们快告别他家，让他早点休息吧。
对，今天我们学了怎样应用时间用语表达自己在什么时候做什么事情。下一次，我们还要进一步学习怎样运用时间用语。
我们还是去 Martin 家吗？
不， Martin 得回办公室上班了。我们要跟他一起去。他和同事们谈论近期内的一些日程安排。我们将听到他们说起在什么时候发生哪些事情，或者在某一特定时间里安排了哪种活动等等。好，各位下次再见。
再见。
旺旺英语网站欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。